2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Happy birthday, Lee. Next year, we celebrate. It's 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 42 degrees. KSL's top story.
High on the Hill 2021.
Imagine if your boss told you get vaccinated or get out. The state Senate is moving forward on a bill that would prevent employers from demanding you get the shot. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Under this bill, your employer couldn't require you to get the vaccine unless you worked in healthcare and were at significant risk of exposure. An original version made it so your employer couldn't require any medical procedure, but it was changed to just vaccines after someone expressed concern that could affect things like drug testing. Some lawmakers are worried that not requiring vaccines could affect large companies in Utah, like Delta and those who send workers to and from the state. The Senate passed the latest version in an early vote, which moves it to a final vote. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Should have vaccination card become a passport to a normal life? A decision could be coming soon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says people who get their shots should be allowed to return to more normal lives. That's despite new concerns that coronavirus variants are making vaccines less effective.
I do agree that it would motivate a lot of people to get vaccinated if they could let loose some of those restrictions and get back to seeing and hugging their family and friends.
Dr. Messonnier expects a decision on loosening restrictions in the coming weeks. It's happening right now. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. FDA officials are voting to grant Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine emergency authorization. The vaccine's chief, Dr. Johan van Hoof, says his company is ready to deliver big.
We expect to supply 100 million doses to the U.S. government in the first half of 2021.
And again, we are expecting a final decision at any moment, and we'll let you know when we hear that. A newly released U.S. intelligence report says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The administration also imposing sanctions against 76 Saudi officials. We are learning more details about an airstrike in eastern Syria along the border with Iraq.
Two F-15E Strike Eagles dropped seven precision-guided munitions, totally destroying nine facilities.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says another two facilities were also taken out of operation. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mike Lee says Congress should have been involved in authorizing today's airstrike in Syria. In a statement sent out this afternoon, Lee says presidents of both political parties have shown little restraint in using military force, even though the Constitution delegates war-making powers to Congress. He says in this case, there was ample lead time before yesterday's strike. Meteorologists say this weekend's storm could be a skier's delight with lots of fluffy powder on the mountains. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The National Weather Service is predicting about 8 to 16 inches of snow in the mountains of northern Utah. And it's the kind of snow powder hounds would love.
Pretty cold storm system coming in. And usually when you have a pretty cold storm system, that's going to relate to very fluffy snow.
Lead meteorologist David Church says it won't have a lot of water, though.
Bringing about a half an inch to an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation with that.
Church says the snowpack was roughly 80% of normal after the last round of storms, and since then we've dropped a bit. So this storm will probably bring us back to around 80%. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, on the valley floor, we're talking about meh an inch of snow. Two high school science teachers from the Canyon School District have been selected for a NASA training program. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports.
Milo Maughan from Corner Canyon and Cleve Castleton from Hillcrest were among 30 teachers from across the country chosen as NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. They'll take a couple of flights aboard SOFIA, a modified 747 with a 100-inch telescope on board. Their students will be able to participate virtually during the flights, and then they'll learn about the research SOFIA is doing.
SOFIA's discoveries include verifying the presence of water on the moon. NASA held a special ceremony to wrap up Black History Month today. This is the last work day of the month. The NASA building in D.C. was renamed for Mary Jackson, the agency's first African-American female scientist. Christine Darden says she's a big fan of Jackson's work.
She made a very special effort to meet these young aerospace engineers, to welcome them, to show them hospitality, and to give them advice.
Jackson, who passed away in 2005, received a Congressional Gold Medal after her death. KSL News Time 3:05. KSL Sports. It's the last regular season game for BYU men's basketball, and it's tomorrow night. The Cougars will take on St. Mary's at the Marriott Center. KSL News Radio has you covered. The pregame starts at 7 o'clock. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. KSL News Time 3:05. How's that sound, Ricky?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
The last working day of the month already.
I know. We're halfway. You know, when it was just a week or so ago, we were doing Valentine's Day, and I remember thinking, already halfway through February. But yeah, so yeah. 2 months down.
It also means before you blink, it's going to be springtime, right?
I'm okay with that.
What's happening on the roads?
Actually, a very good drive on the Valley freeways. Now, I don't know if this is the calm before the storm, but right now, no accidents and no delays. Enjoy it while you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ricky. Coming up, time for some myth busting. There's a story making the rounds about Coca-Cola and racism. We're going to go looking for the truth in just a moment. My Minute's on the way on KSL. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.